Hey there, you're listening to Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat Podcast Edition, created by Pura Draculea. And now, here's Ricky.
Ah, spooky season. It can be fun with the drinking and pilfering the peanut butter cups from, you know, Mama Rat's trick-or-treat stash for all the neighborhood kids and all that. But, you know, sometimes it really does suck. Like this one time last year, I got roped into Baby's idea of a fun, spooky time. Man, that was a real nightmare. So, it was coming up to Halloween, and Baby was going on and on and on and on and on and on about this awesome, big, fat horror shop, haunted house thing they do, you know, at the local fairground, which is to say, she was dropping hints that I was to take her to that on Saturday date night. And I was trying to avoid that, not because I was scared or nothing, because I ain't scared of nothing, but it's just such a dumb idea. You know, like, you pay all this money to go, and you gotta fight for parking, and they make you park on the hayfield, and half the time it's pouring rain, so it's all mucky. And, you know, my car's just a crappy old Volkswagen Rabbit from 1983, so it ain't nothing to write home about, but, you know, it gets the job done, and I do try to keep it as nice as I can. So I hate when it gets muddy. Especially when the mud gets into, you know, the rust spots on the bottom. You know, those are kind of hard to hose out. And yeah, I just washed the damn thing the day before so it would be presentable on date night. Now we were going to have to go and park in the middle of the muck, and I was going to have to hear Baby bitching about her getting her shoes all muddy, even though this was her date idea, not mine. So, you know, whose fault is it that the shoes got muddy and all? Anyway, that's just the start of it, because then once you're parked and you trudge through the mud to the fairgrounds hall, you gotta put up with the dorks from the local community college theater program jumping out at you in the dark, and you're supposed to act scared of, you know, all the ketchup they use for fake blood and all, you know, man, it's just so lame. Not to mention that by the time you pay for the two tickets and the concession stand and all that, you could have just stayed home watching pirate movies on the sofa when Mama Rat was out at bingo, and you could have ordered a large pizza with extra cheese and gotten a 40-ouncer of Fireball and gotten wasted, maybe even gotten lucky, and it would still be cheaper. But, you know, no dice, because Baby wanted to go and take selfies, and I ran out of working late excuses because Jeff was away on some meditation retreat thing, and Big Mike was down in L.A. working on Guns N' Roses' bassist's latest side project album, and so Saturday night, I picked Baby up at 6 o'clock sharp. Now, Baby's mama was away at the ladies' church club whatever meeting, but her daddy, Mr. Ratson, was there to growl at me. And as usual, her old man gave me the same old lecture about bringing his daughter home by midnight or else, well, polishing his hunting rifles as he always does. Man, I'm telling you, them rifles get more polished than use. I mean, I never heard of him actually going hunting or nothing. And my Uncle Barney is all about the hunting, and I swear he knows every hunter and all of Ratland, and I asked him one time, and he ain't never heard of Mr. Ratson going hunting neither. Now, Barney did say maybe Mr. Ratson's one of them weird rich dudes who only goes trophy hunting on, you know, safari in Africa. But then he said them dudes usually have loads of taxidermy and antlers on their walls. I ain't never seen nothing like that at the Ratson house. Anyway, your guess is as good as mine as to what Mr. Ratson actually uses his guns on. But the point is, Mr. Ratson was shining his guns real good. I'm telling you, man, it's all so stupid. Have her home by midnight. What is this, sixth grade? Baby's 19 now, and I might be 22 and a half, but we've known each other since we were in the same eighth grade algebra class. Shut up. So what if I got held back a grade or two and had to repeat algebra a couple more times? Algebra is stupid. No one actually uses that stuff. Point is, you'd think Mr. Ratson would have chilled out by now. And I take real good care of baby. Ain't nothing bad ever happened on one of our date nights. But as stupid as Mr. Ratz's curfews are, I do abide by them. And I do have her home by midnight every time. Anyway, so baby gets in the car and we went for cheeseburgers first thing. You know, inside the actual McRatburger restaurant, not just through the drive-thru, because we were being all fancy and all. And I tried to sell her on skipping the haunted thingy and just going parking down by the river.
No, Ricky, I already told my friends we're going, and I said I'm posting pics on Instarat tonight.
Fine. Okay, baby, then I guess we gotta. Well, and baby giggled.
You're not scared, are you, Ricky?
No, baby, I ain't scared of nothing.
We're gonna get so many good selfies tonight.
Well, sure thing, baby. So, off we went to the stupid fairgrounds to check out the stupid haunted house thingy. But first we had to wade through the stupid corn maze outside, you know, after the stupid muddy hayfield parking lot. And then the stupid spooky pumpkin patch so baby could take like 500 selfies of us in each one to prove to her stupid cosmetology school classmates that she does indeed have a boyfriend who takes her to stupid stuff like that when she makes me. And then finally it was time to line up in front of the big hall gymnasium thing where they usually have the pickleball tournaments and agricultural trade shows and whatnot. It's also where they show off, you know, all the grandma's knitting during the fall fair. Now, of course, the whole thing was draped with black curtains and them fake cobwebs. And if that wasn't cringeworthy enough, one of the college, you know, community college theater nerds was stationed at the front gate, all dressed up like Dracula. Well, he waved his stupid little polyester cape around saying, I want to suck your blood. Well, baby giggled and grabbed me in to take a selfie with fake Dracula. You know, something seemed familiar about him. I squinted my eyes. I studied his face under all that stupid white makeup and, wait a damn minute. Polly, that you? Well, Polly hissed at me. Shut the hell up, Ratter, if I gotta stay in character. Yeah. How's the Hollywood thing working out? Well, I got acting gigs. You ain't no rock star. Well, I don't want to be no rock star. I want to be in the recording studio, and I do work in Big Mike's studio. Yeah, cleaning toilets and fetching pizza. Why, you son of a... Things might have come to blows, but I guess baby remembered all the bad blood between me and Polly from high school. You know, because he dumped my sister Becky at the prom and knocked up her best friend all in the same night. So baby Dunn grabbed my wrist and yanked me into the darkness. Or maybe it was just that she had more selfies to take before midnight and time was wasting, I don't know. So we went through the stupid maze they set up inside with, you know, hanging black tarps, making the walls guide you around. And every time one of Polly's dumbass theater pals jumped out to try and spook us, baby giggled and grabbed them for a selfie. It was pretty lame. Although I guess the bit in the middle where they had a fake alien autopsy tableau thingy, that was kind of okay. In a fourth grade art class project kind of way. The only part that kind of got to me a little bit was at the end, there was this giant cat animatronic puppet thing that swipes at you. But I wasn't actually scared of it, no matter what baby said.
Oh, come on, Ricky, you almost peed your pants.
I did not. That was because of the booze anyways. I told you back in the maze I needed to take a leak, and you insisted I shouldn't just do it in the corner.
You squeaked real loud. You were freaked out.
No, it just kind of startled me is all.
Nuh-uh, you were scared.
I ain't scared of nothing. I wasn't quite expecting the giant cat paw to move quite that exact way. Well, baby giggled.
You dudes never want to admit it.
I'm telling you, I wasn't scared of it. Now you stop your nonsense, baby. It's 10:30. We can get almost an hour of river parking time before I gotta have you home. Anyway, so we headed to the river, and that ain't none of no one's business. Then I dropped baby off at 11:56 p.m., same as always. Pretty sure her daddy was disappointed that I wasn't late because his shotgun still ain't got no use. But anyways, that whole spooky Saturday nonsense wasn't even the worst of it. Fast forward to Sunday night when, after a long day of being nagged by Mama Rat to help clean and organize the attic, I got a call from baby. Sadly, she was not calling to tell me she'd snuck out of the house and could meet me down by the river.
Ricky, I need you to come with me to cosmetology school tomorrow.
Huh? You need a ride?
What's wrong with your car? Maybe my cousin Darren can fix it. My car is fine. I need a guinea pig.
Oh, Lordy. I've been dreading this day. I mean, I told baby things ain't like back in the 80s when a dude could show up to a recording studio in eyeliner and mascara and lip gloss and he wouldn't get laughed at so long as he had a record deal. But no matter how many times I said it, she insisted that someday she was going to need me to show up and let her put makeup on me. Bad enough there was that one day when they were learning about men's skincare, but at least none of them goops she put on my face then were, like, visible or nothing, so I could still go to work afterwards. I just smelled kind of funny and, like, flowery. Ugh, awful, awful, awful. But, you know, anyway, baby insisted I had to go with her the next day, and so there I was on her doorstep at 7:45 a.m., practically the middle of the night by rock and roll standards. And, you know, there was Mr. Ratson just opening the front door on his way out to go to work on his, you know, at his high-powered corporate executive job, all in a suit and tie and whatever. I think he was a little bit surprised to see me in daylight hours, but he was even more surprised when I said to him, "Good morning, sir. You can just shoot me right now." "What did you do this time?" "Nothing, sir, but your daughter done told me I have to let her drag me to her cosmetology school so she can put makeup on me. And then I gotta go to work afterwards. All the guys are gonna laugh at me." Well, Mr. Ratson started laughing himself, and he said he wasn't gonna shoot me because he figured I deserved to suffer the humiliations of cosmetology school. He wasn't gonna let me off so easily. Then he got in his Bentley and drove off cackling like a mad scientist. And finally, baby came out, late as always. Now, usually I get annoyed when she's running behind and I gotta wait. But this day, I was hoping she'd be so late we'd miss cosmetology school entirely. But that wasn't to be, as she came downstairs giggling and lugging like 15 giant bags of stuff for school. So we packed it all in my car and I drove her there in solemn silence. And now I trudged along behind her into the very, very pink salon school. Now, all the way there, baby wouldn't tell me what she was going to do to me, which was worrying. When I asked her, "You're going to wash all this shit off my face before I go to work, right?" Well, she just giggled.
"No, don't be ridiculous."
So that was even more worrying. Anyway, we got inside and I wasn't the only sad, brow-beaten boyfriend at the school that morning. Bunch of us sat gravely looking all miserable while our girlfriends listened to their teacher blather on about special effects makeup and props and whatnot. And we cosmetology lab rats then all dutifully sat in our chairs and allowed our women to inflict the indignities of the morning on us. We weren't even allowed to look in the mirrors as they worked to see how stupid we were being made to look. Now, as it turned out, I got off kind of lucky, because baby just wanted to put a whole bunch of fake blood all over me and some, like, waxy bits to make, like, it's like they were swollen fake gash wounds in my face, and then she made me wear a headband that had a little fake axe on it stuck right in the middle there of my head. And then me and all the other guys had to sit there waiting while the teacher waddled around to grade all the different boyfriends.
"Very good, Carol. Your man really does look like a clown. You get an A. Beth, if you're trying to make him look like a big baby, you really should use more concealer around his crow's feet and use way more blush. You know, you need to make him look very pink. I'll give you a B minus. Oh, wow, baby, you really went all out with the whole axe murder thing. A plus.
Well, baby squeaked in the lot and then insisted on taking like 10,000 photos and selfies.
I'm going to print this one out and frame it and give it to Daddy for his birthday next week. He always says he'd love to bury the hatchet in your head, Ricky. He's going to be so happy to see this.
Uh-huh. Baby, can I go now? Well, she wouldn't let me go. Because, well, the makeup class was over for the day. Nails class was just beginning, and baby had notions of continuing the guinea piggery and painting my claws instead of the fake plastic claws they usually use in class. And I said to her, do I have to?
Yes! Oh my God, Ricky, it'll be fun!
Well, the studio guys are gonna make fun of me.
I don't care. It's Halloween.
Okay, but you're just going to like do them black, right?
No, I want to try out. I got these cute pink sparkle ghost deckles I got on eBay. And I want to practice drawing spider webs. Like, look, I have this neon glitter orange nail polish just for that.
So I sat there wishing I had a real hatchet buried in my brain instead. Well, baby insisted on giving me the full manicure treatment, and I looked helplessly at the nails teacher, who rather unhelpfully, to me at least, just said,
baby, don't forget you have to push his cuticles back or else the nail polish won't stick right.
Man. Sometimes I wish baby had become like a financial advisor student instead of a cosmetology student. At least then, you know, if she was going to use me as a guinea pig in one of her classes, I might like benefit instead of getting made fun of. Anyway, finally nails class was over. And since the afternoon class was going to be hair class, whereupon they were going to be learning how to do spiral perms on long hair, and my hair is too short and spiky for me to be of any use as a hair class guinea pig, thank the Lord. And because baby's mama was going to pick her up after school, baby duly gave me permission to escape, and I could finally jet. Of course, by this time I was running late, so I didn't have time to ditch the makeup or the nail polish on the way to work. I was real worried about what the guys would say when I got there, but all that happened was Big Mike yelled at me for being late. I don't care that you got attacked by an axe murderer, boy. That's no excuse for forgetting to bring me my rat bucks on the way here. Go on, get, and fetch me a triple cheeseburger from McRat's while you're at it. Extra pickles! Old Jeff then called out from the live room,
I want a rat bucks and triple cheeseburger too. And stop by the gear store and fetch a new 30-foot speaker cable on your way.
So I spent all Halloween day and night last year running errands with sparkly spider and ghost claws and a fake hatchet in my head. But hey, at least the baristas at Rat Bucks gave me a free cookie for showing up in costume, and the dude at the liquor store gave me some peanut M&Ms for the same reason. Dude at the gear store didn't have any candy or cookies for me, but he patted me on the shoulder and he said,
I've been there, son. My wife went to cosmetology school too, but she eventually gave it up to become a paralegal and she doesn't try to paint my nails at all anymore.
So there's that. Maybe there's hope after all. Still would have been nice if he could have given me a cookie as well, though. You know, I think baby's plenty smart enough to be a paralegal, whatever the hell that is.
But the important thing is, it sounds like the sort of thing where me, as her boyfriend, won't have to worry about glitter or makeup no more, and I think that's the important thing. So that's what happened to me last Halloween. So far this Halloween doesn't seem to be a day baby's going to drag me into cosmetology school, fingers crossed. But Mama Rat said she wants me to take my nephew Marvin out trick-or-treating. Now, I don't know why his Mama Becky and her husband Jordan can't take him out with his sisters, but I guess it is true that Marvin's a handful. And if Jordan's staying home to dole out candy there, well, Becky's going to be busy with the sisters because they're kind of a handful too. Anyway, I figure I'll take Marvin trick-or-treating around Baby's neighborhood. You know, them rich folks have all the good candy. Sometimes full-size bars even. Hopefully lots of peanut butter cups too. But, you know, if I'm going to steal them from Marvin's candy sack, I'll have to be real sneaky about it, because if he catches me, he's going to bite me. Now, I do believe Marvin said he wants to be Spider-Rat, which is cool and all, but I was kind of hoping to convince him that it would be cool if he played as an escaped convict and I was the jailer, you know, if for no other reason than I could handcuff the little bugger and keep him on a leash, and that would somewhat lessen the chances of him misbehaving or deciding to, you know, rip his costume off and run around naked and pee on old ladies' doorsteps if they gave him candy he don't like and whatnot. But okay, Spider Rat it is. God help me. Of course, you know, if he's really misbehaving, I'll just take him to the studio and I'll let him loose in Big Mike's office and pretend like I had no idea my innocent little nephew Marvin could be so bad.
Psst, Marvin. Uncle Ricky gonna let you have one of your peanut butter cups if Spider Rat can climb up that wall and go pee on Big Mike's Mariah Carey gold record, okay? But don't you tell nobody I said that.
Why, I have no idea what got into Marvin, boss. He ain't usually like this. Well, you know how kids are on Halloween, all sugared up and all that. Anyway, I gotta take him home to his mama. You get intern Dave right on that cleanup. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, I'll probably get fired if I do that. But anyway, so point is, well, I was gonna say that's how this week went, but I was telling you a story from last year's this week. But anyway, I will talk to you guys again in a couple weeks. Hope you all have a real good Halloween and whatnot. Oh, yeah, and one other thing. Miles wanted me to remind you, if you're here in Rattsville, remember it's the city council elections on November 2nd, okay? So even if you're drunk or hungover like I'm going to be, you know, it's a Saturday. So even if you're drunk or hungover like I'm going to be, you can still vote even if you're drunk. You know, you just go on down to your voter station, just remember your ID or whatever. And Miles did say he may be the shortest of the candidates. I know here in Ratland, we like to just always vote for the tall candidates because all politicians are liars and whatnot. But Miles has assured me that he is the one with the best platform who's actually going to do stuff and whatnot, even though he's the shortest candidate. So, yeah, anyway, vote for Miles. If you're here in Rattsville for city council, and I swear I was not paid to say that, even though I might have a fresh 50 in my pocket. But anyways, I will talk at you guys in a couple weeks. You have yourselves a real good Thanksgiving, all right? And vote for Miles. Anyways, talk at you again soon. Right, I should say the URLs. Cartoonist gonna get real mad at me if I don't do that. So it's RickyBTheRockAndRollRat.com. And we're on FaceRat or Facebook, whatever you want to call it, but the proper term is FaceRat. And that's Ricky B. the Rock and Roll Rat. And I think that's YouTube as well. But if you search for Ricky B. the Rock and Roll Rat, it'll come up. And also on Twitter or X or whatever it's being called right now.
that it's Ricky_B_rat, and that's also what it is on Instarat or Instagram, but you know, the proper name is Instarat. Anyways, it's Ricky_B_rat. So there, now I've done my due diligence by both Miles and the cartoonist. So now I can go home and have a beer. Anyways, talk at you guys in a couple weeks. Have a good Halloween. Okay, bye. This has been an episode of Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat Podcast Edition. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Like, subscribe, follow, share all those things, and catch you next time. Bye.